infomercials. They've got a solution for all of life's problems.
Stressed? Busy? Feel like you're always working?
This company isn't selling a neck massager or cooling eye mask.
Introducing Colorama, the beautiful coloring book that helps you relax while creating something wonderful. Unwind.
That's right. It's a coloring book for grown-ups. They're in tons of stores and all over the internet. Saturday Night Live is starting to joke about them, too.
You know, I kind of half watch it while I'm coloring in my adult coloring book. Good for your brain.
When you search Amazon's best-selling books of 2015, 5 of the top 15 are adult coloring books. That proves it. Shading the petals of a black and white flower is a bona fide craze. So the Friends of the Dallas Public Library decided to get in on the action. Executive Director Kate Park says she gets the appeal of putting crayon to paper.
I think it's because it gets back to what we did as children, and it is very cathartic, and it feels really good to be able to create something, and there's a sense of a project and a sense of completion.
The Friends of the Dallas Public Library collaborated with the library's Fine Arts Division to produce an adult coloring book, and this one has a little twist. The 20 black and white pages were designed by local artists. Heather Lowe is manager of the Fine Arts Division. She says recruiting artists to participate was easy.
Most of the work they do is very serious. It's for exhibitions, so this is a little bit more fun, and they get to feel like they're supporting something that they believe in, too.
This isn't your daughter's coloring book. Each page truly is a work of art, from the bold, geometric-patterned grids submitted by Timothy Harding to Nicole Markson Meyer's drawing of a wistful woman in a flowered blouse entitled Demure in Fleurs.
Oh, you don't have any. Here.
Park organized a little coloring party one afternoon at the library, featuring staff members and library patrons.
It's just a really affordable, very accessible expression of self and art.
And it's fun, too. Just listen to the names of these crayon colors.
Corn on the cob. Bubblegum pink. Ooh, tidal wave.
While this may not be a serious artistic exercise, there's just something about coloring that appeals to a lot of people, from retirees to college students to folks like Ray Stansberry, a Fort Worth resident with a sales background.
It can relieve some stress, just get some tension away, and so you can choose whatever color you prefer and just color away.
An opinion hundreds of North Texans must share because...
We've sold close to 1,500 coloring books in less than a month.
It's hard to say exactly why the Dallas Library coloring book has caught on the way it has. Maybe it's because the pages were designed by artists, or perhaps people want to support the library. Or maybe, Heather Lowe says, folks in this digital world crave some analog.
It's simple. You pick up crayons, and it's something that you can do. It's not mediated by some kind of technology, and I think it feels very real to people.
As real as it can when you're using colors like Mountain Meadow, Dandelion Yellow, and Jazzberry Jam. Courtney Collins, KERA News.